You're listening to Advocate Radio, and this is the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, August 17th. I'm Carrie Mitchell, one of the editors here at Advocate, and with me are Carol Toller, neighborhood blogger.
Hello.
Ellen Raff, neighborhood columnist.
Hi.
And Lake Highlands editor, Christina Hughes Babb.
Hi there.
Today we're going to be talking about a few different things. What is the center of Lake Highlands? If the center of Lake Highlands is Walnut Hill and Audelia, what does the recent news about retail there mean? And good news about one of the retailers there at Walnut Hill and Audelia, Teehee Greetings, is not moving on, but expanding. Let's start with the center of Lake Highlands. Carol, you wrote a post about what is the center of the neighborhood. What inspired you to write that in the first place?
You know, the discussion about Lake Highlands Plaza was just in its beginning stages, and there was discussion that there might be some people bidding on the property, and I thought, you know, is that the center? Is that the perfect place for the church to be? Is it the perfect place for retail to be? So I just kind of got to thinking and discussing it with some friends, and we had some lively discussions because everybody had a different idea about where the center of Lake Highlands was, and it usually had a lot to do with where they spent kind of their days and their errands and their home and their kids' schools and all that. So I just kind of started writing about it, and that was what came about. And, you know, my final conclusion, I guess, was wherever I am that day, that week seems to be the center. But I do think we all fall into our ruts and we get in our favorite habits of our favorite little circles and our favorite restaurants and shopping, and that tends to be the center. Sometimes it changes if you move around. A lot of people's responses on the blog were that Lake Highlands High School is the center, and all things going on with Lake Highlands High School athletics and competitions and all that kind of good stuff. And
the press box is the most visible thing in Lake
that's
Highlands,
true.
I believe, or you can see it from almost anywhere, especially now that the town center moonscape allows the view.
Right, exactly.
And the town center was something that a lot of people mentioned, that once it's built, that really will be, because I think that will be a gathering place, morning, noon, and night, really, from shopping and meetings and eating dinner and having ice cream and taking a stroll. And I think there are a lot of people my age and older who kind of have empty nests, who say, I'm a little tired of mowing that lawn. Maybe I'll, you know, people had never thought of it before, but think that kind of living might make sense. And it might be, if you got a lot of friends living around you, it might be fun and easy to pop downstairs and have a bite and sit on the patio and have a little dinner when it's not as hot as it is today. And it sounds fun.
Well, yes, they call it Town Center, which is a very hopeful name. So
they want it.
So yeah, that begs the question, well, where are we now? I used to go to, you know, and I hate to talk about days gone by, but I mean, the Whole Foods that we used to have was a very important place.
And that was there at Walnut Hill and Audelia,
right,
Lake Highlands Plaza.
Mm-hmm. As a place for just meeting friends. They had their little deli. So that has been a real sort of hole in the fabric of my life ever since it left. But really, you know, I agree, the high school, as far as, without talking about retail, the high school, the rec center across the street, another meeting place, the high school being a meeting place even for, there will be a town hall meeting tomorrow night to talk about the rec center, and the fact that that's so close to the library, the Audelia Library. So that's kind of, can I say cultural center? Maybe
yeah.
The cultural center of Lake Highlands, where we have the 4th of July parade. Retail, I have to say, the Super Target, if you're at that intersection where the Super Target is, Tom Thumb across the street, Fiesta on the other side, pretty many really businesses that are open for business in Lake Highlands. That's probably
center.
The biggest concentration of where you can get a prescription filled, get your hair cut, buy, you know, your epazote and all the different things. That, and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's really
yeah.
the, I think, probably a destination for retail if there be one in Lake Highlands.
That's interesting.
Target.
Yeah. Well, and we mentioned a little bit the Walnut Hill-Idalia intersection. There has been obviously some speculation recently as to what's going to happen there. Some different bidders on the property, and recently we found out that one that was thinking about purchasing there is not as interested anymore. Christina, talk to us a little bit about that since you wrote the post.
Well, I talked to David Wilson, who works with the Connected Development Services at the Retail Connection, which was poised to buy the property. But after they spoke with investors, it seems that it was decided that that wasn't going to be a smart move for them. And he told me that while it wasn't out of the question that someone else couldn't do it, he said his company and his investors just didn't want to get into a project that would require a lot of, you know, redevelopment or redesign. They were more interested in properties that were already, I guess, sort of flourishing, and that this was sort of a risky property to buy at this time. Hmm. And so, I mean, and this, he didn't say in so many words, but I guess, you know, from what he said, I would ascertain that a lot of developers would feel that way looking at that property in this economic climate.
You know, without free-flowing money, there are a lot of people that have great ideas that just cannot make it happen.
Yes, there are so many good ideas. And it's a good, I mean, if there was money, you know, if it was good economic times, from what he said, it would be a great property to buy because it's in a great neighborhood. There's you know, lots of people around that are very, you know, stable homeowners. And even being near the town center, it's a different type of property. Like, whereas the small mom-and-pop businesses probably would be priced out of the town center, the Walnut Idalia, Lake Highlands Plaza, would be the perfect spot for them.
And really, if the economy was flourishing, the church would have probably not gotten involved at all, because when the church first looked at that property several years ago, it was priced way beyond their capability.
Right, so that's what interested them, was the low price.
It was the deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The deal, I mean, it makes sense for the church in a lot of different ways for a lot of different uses, but only at a certain mm-hmm. price.
And this is Lake Highlands United Methodist Church, which has expressed interest in the property. But we're even talking about this being a deal for a retail development company.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying it's not, that deal is still not good enough for them to purchase the property. Is that basically
right.
what you heard?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'd love to see a scenario where a bunch of Lake Highlands investors were able to make something happen that no one could make happen. I think Highlands Cafe is a small example of that, where Lake Highlands said, you know, we don't have a fun meeting place cafe, and let's just create one out of nothing. A bunch of us get together, pull in someone smart like Kathy Stewart. To my knowledge, she didn't have any restaurant experience. She is a lawyer by profession and by education. But she's smart. She knew how to make it happen. Lots of people like her. She was able to collect investors. She was able to collect loyal customers. And with help from, I think, a lot of different people, she would admit. And it's become a success. So the idea that kind of a ground roots business or development could happen is really nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to see them do it, and then who knows what other corners could change if you got that happening, and developers then looked at the neighborhood and said, you know, this neighborhood just makes it happen.
Right.
And there's lots of examples of neighbors doing developments in their own. I mean, there's lots of commercial real estate developers and brokers in Lake Highlands. And obviously, you're going to care more about what happens in the neighborhood in which you live. So it would be interesting to see some of those types of people who are part of those types of commercial real estate companies say, you know, let's do something here. And maybe that is still happening.
Yes.
We'll probably know more once a deal is done, as
I'm
opposed
sure
to during the process.
Things happening right now that we know nothing about.
Well, something we do know something about is another business in Lake Highlands Plaza, Teehee Greetings, and they are expanding. Christina,
yes.
You, I think,
not the result of any heavy-duty investigating. I just happened to read their blog this morning, the Teehee Greetings blog, and they announced that they were opening a store in Hillside Village, which is in East Dallas, but close to Lake Highlands. It's right there at Mockingbird and Abrams, where White Rock Coffee also put a second location. And so they're going to be opening a larger store right there, but they're going to keep their Lake Highlands location, so we'll have two locations now.
If I remember right, he said, as long as they will have us.
Yes, as long as they will have us. That's what, that was what he wrote on his blog. So.
That's actually a really fun store with card selection there is better than any kind of chain store you could go into, for sure.
It's a great gift place, and they support the community. I know they supported the senior class last year a bunch, and I think there are lots of groups that they help as much as they can. I know they've also helped Lake Highlands Women's League, and in return, I think many of us in Lake Highlands Women's League spend more than we'd like for our husbands to know about there. But I think they'll do really well. I think the that shop center is a great one for them, and I'm excited about Fuzzies at that center too. I think a lot of Lake Highlands people, and of course Lakewood and all around, use that center, but the more that goes in there, the more it will be a destination that draws us all in.
Right. That's one that's in East Dallas, to compare to another neighborhood that is kind of slowly happening, and it's just almost, and I don't know if I'd go as far to say organic, but it's not like there's one big development push there.
Yeah, well, and it shows when you get one or two successful businesses, it's kind of viral, you know. Uh-huh. It seems like that's when it just starts blossoming.
And it also shows that just because one thing goes out there, it doesn't mean the death of the center. You know, that little party store that went out, I thought, oh boy, there goes the whole center. and more stuff's coming in.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we're excited for Teehee, and we'll be excited to see what else happens at Lake Highlands Plaza. Let's move to our shameless neighborhood plugs for the week. Carol, I'm going to have you go first.
Well, the Wranglers, the Wildcat Wranglers, the Country and Western Dance Team are selling raffle tickets, and they are, if you win, you get a front row parking space for all varsity football games and two free athletic passes for four to all RSD athletic events except varsity football. So if you enjoy watching Wildcat volleyball, Wildcat soccer, basketball, or even things from other schools, Lake Highlands Junior High, Forest Meadow, and Lake Highlands Freshman Center, then you'll want to get tickets. $10 for one, $100 for 12, there's your bargain. And you can, we'll give you details on the blog about how to buy them. I think that it's always fun to win something, so I'm planning to win.
Good. All right, Carol will win that raffle. I have a little birdie told me before the podcast that the Highlandettes are having a garage sale and car wash this weekend as a fundraiser. Saturday, August 21st from 8 to 2 p.m. in the Lake Highlands High School gym is the garage sale, and the car wash will take place in front in the Lake Highlands High School front drive from 10 to 2, and the cost to get your car wash is $5, which is a pretty good bargain. Plus, you can pick up some garage sale items that you do or don't need while you're there.
Okay, my plug is for the town hall meeting, which will be tomorrow night at the Lake Highlands Freshman Center, to discuss the budget impacts on the rec centers across Dallas. But the one we're interested in is the Lake Highlands rec center. It's scheduled to close August 21st, that's next Saturday, I believe, at the end of the business day for renovations. And the estimated time for it to reopen could be 6 to 8 months. But the people who work there have actually been laid off. So when it reopens, there will be new hires. I say when. You know, it's hard not to say if. But we trust that there will be renovations and an open center, but we want to show a lot of support for our services there.
That will be probably one of the big topics at the town hall meeting tomorrow night. I think, not that you couldn't contact your councilman anytime, but this is kind of the big community discussion about any of the upcoming year budget. There are lots of cuts going on.
If you're not
going
to be there, don't complain.
Is that the rule? Don't complain if you unless you just can't be
unless
there.
You just can't
right.
As but, a matter as a matter of interest, Mary Sue, city manager, was on PBS.
Right.
I think Friday night, and she did mention that the rec centers were one of the main issues that they were hearing the most about.
Yeah.
And I know there are rec centers around town that don't get used as much. Lake Highlands Rec Center is used a lot
yes.
by people of all ages from all around Lake Highlands. So I do hope that we'll all be able to express to Jerry Allen how strongly we feel about it. But if you cannot be there, you certainly can read the Advocate blog and find out what went on.
Yes, we will have
Absolutely.
People there letting us know what happened. Well, thanks so much for listening to Advocate Radio. This has been the Lake Highlands Podcast. We'll be back next week.